Chapter 8. Keeping a Space Cushion. When a driver makes a mistake, other drivers need time to react. You will have enough time to react if you have plenty of space between yourself and others around you. That space becomes a space cushion which protects you from others. This section will describe how to keep a space cushion ahead. Keep a space cushion to the side. Keep a space cushion behind. Keep a space cushion between yourself and problem drivers. Keeping a space cushion ahead. Rear-end crashes are more common than any other kind. Many drivers follow too closely, and when the vehicle ahead stops, they cannot react in time. A 3-second following distance is the minimum following distance. If the vehicle in front of you makes an emergency stop, you may be involved in a collision if you are closer than 2.5 seconds behind that vehicle. A safer 3 or 4 second following distance will help you avoid a collision. The following distance should increase as your speed increases. To check for a 3-second following distance, when the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes a road sign or a pavement marking, start counting the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot on the road. Count 1001, 1002, 1003. If you pass the road sign or pavement marking before you finish counting, then you are following too closely. There are some situations where you should allow more space. In these situations, a 4 to 5 second following distance is needed. On slippery roads, if a vehicle ahead should slow or stop, you will need more distance to stop your car. Following motorcycles. Increase your following distance. Motorcyclists can turn and change lanes much quicker than other vehicles. Extra space is needed to react to these sudden moves by motorcyclists. Passing. When a driver behind you wants to pass, ease up on the accelerator to assist him in passing. Also, you may have to slow down to allow the driver to move in front of you. Although the other driver may fail to pass safely, help him out when he makes a mistake. Blocked view. When you are following drivers whose view to the rear is blocked, allow more spaces between you and the other vehicle. The drivers of trucks, buses, vans, or cars pulling campers or trailers may not see you. They could slow down suddenly without knowing you are behind them. Heavy load or towing. When you have a heavy load or you are pulling a trailer, the extra weight increases your stopping distance. Following large vehicles. When following large vehicles that block your view ahead, you need a greater following distance to see around the vehicle and to the sides. School buses and tank trucks carrying flammable liquids must stop at railroad crossings. Be prepared to stop if following one of these vehicles. Keeping a space cushion to the side. You need a space cushion on each side of your vehicle to have room to react to sudden moves toward you by others. Multi-lane streets. Avoid driving alongside other vehicles on multi-lane streets. Someone may crowd you or try to change lanes and pull into you. Move ahead of the other vehicle or drop back. Oncoming vehicles. Keep as much space as you can between your vehicle and oncoming vehicles that could suddenly swerve toward you. Entering vehicles. Make room for vehicles entering interstate highways. Whenever possible, change lanes to allow those entering to do so smoothly and safely. Parked vehicles. Keep a space between yourself and parked vehicles. Someone may step out of the vehicle or from between the parked vehicles, or a vehicle may start to pull out suddenly. Especially use caution when traveling interstate highways because there may be parked vehicles on the shoulder of the highway. When approaching these vehicles, move to the left lane safely before passing them and then back to the right lane after passing. Keeping a space cushion to the rear. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle. However, checking traffic behind you several times a minute will help you gain a complete picture of the traffic situation. If someone is following too closely or coming up behind you too fast, you will have time to react accordingly. Allowing a space cushion for defensive driving. Following. Occasionally, you will find yourself being followed too closely. If there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, wait until traffic is clear, then flash your brake lights and reduce speed slowly to encourage the tailgater to drive around you or increase his following distance. Seeing. Drivers who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing you are there. People who have trouble seeing you include drivers at intersections or driveways, whose view is blocked by buildings, signs, trees, or other vehicles. Drivers backing out of driveways or parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are covered with snow or ice. Pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces, or hats pulled down over their eyes. Distraction. People who are distracted may not see you even when others can. Allow extra room if you think they may be distracted. People who may be distracted include delivery people, construction workers, children, who often run into the street without looking. Drivers are people who are talking to each other, tending to children, looking at maps or talking on a cell phone. Confused. People who may be confused are very likely to make a move without looking. People who may be confused include tourists, often at complicated intersections. Drivers who slow down unexpectedly. Drivers looking for a house number. If another driver makes a mistake, do what you can to help him out. You may need to speed up, slow down, change lanes, or even stop. Do whatever the situation demands as long as a collision is avoided. School buses. Where there are school buses, there are usually children. Children are likely to do something unexpected, so be prepared. When you come to a school or church bus that is stopped on any roadway to load or unload passengers, you must stop. By law, you must remain stopped until all people are clear of the roadway and the bus is in motion. A stop is not required when approaching a stopped bus from the opposite direction upon a highway of four or more lanes. However, a stop is required when following a bus that is stopped on a two-lane road or you are going in the opposite direction of the bus on a highway that has less than four lanes, as they are generally not divided. Funeral processions. A funeral procession has the right of way at an intersection and may pass through the intersection if the procession is led by an escort vehicle displaying flashing yellow, red, or blue lights. The only exceptions are when the right of way is required by an emergency vehicle, when vehicles in the procession are directed otherwise by a police or safety officer, or when the vehicle is a train or locomotive. You must not drive your vehicle between the vehicles of a funeral procession except when authorized to do so by a police or safety officer. Do not turn on your headlights or engage in any other act for the purpose of securing right-of-way. Do not pass or overtake any vehicle in the procession unless directed to do so by a police or safety officer, or unless the procession is on a street, road, or highway outside the city, town, or urban county limits, or unless the procession is on an interstate highway or state parkway. If you violate this law, you may receive a $250 fine or 90 days in jail. Emergency vehicles. State law requires drivers to yield the right of way to any vehicle displaying a flashing red or blue light or sounding a siren. When you become aware of the approach of a vehicle displaying a flashing red or blue light, or when you hear a siren, you must immediately drive to the right side of the road or to the curb, clear of any intersection, and stop. You must remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed, unless you are directed by a police officer or a firefighter to move. In accordance with KRS 189.930, 5, a, 1, 5, a, 2, and, 5, b, if on a four-lane highway if possible move to the left lane or slow down for stopped emergency vehicles. When approaching police or other emergency vehicles stopped on the shoulder of the roadway, approach slowly and move into the left lane on four-lane highways, if it is safe to do so. On two-lane highways, approach slowly and pass with caution. You must not block any intersection when you stop for an emergency vehicle. It is also unlawful to follow any emergency vehicle closer than 500 feet. Motorcycles. Motorcycles have as much right to the road as other vehicles and need as much space. When you pass a motorcycle, give it an entire lane. Do not try to pass in the same lane. Likewise, motorcycles must follow the same passing rules as other vehicles. It is unlawful to pass between cars or drive on the shoulder of the road. Mail delivery and slow-moving vehicles. Use caution when overtaking mail delivery vehicles or farm machinery. These vehicles move at a slow speed and make frequent stops.